This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
Matt, we're well aware that dairy farmers had to dump milk on their farms in March and especially in April due to a variety of reasons stemming from the COVID pandemic. You ran the numbers and came up with some interesting observations.
If you take the data that is reported, the Northeast, Southeast, Mideast, we come up with about 186 million pounds of milk were dumped in those areas during April, which is equivalent to about 1% of U.S. milk production. Now, total U.S. milk production was only up 1.4% during April. And so when you add in the other areas of the country, for example, Texas and Arizona, it's almost certain that we had available milk supplies contract once you include the dumping. So that's a pretty dramatic shift.
Do you see the next production report showing a fall from a year ago level?
There will probably be certain products that show growth. We maxed out our milk powder plants and butter plants, for example, in April. The real interesting report, though, isn't going to be April. It's going to be what happened in May as we have started to reopen the economy and milk supplies have cut back. And what that means is less dairy product output.
Matt Gould, analyst and editor of the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter.
Tuesday.
The news has been relatively optimistic for dairy farmers lately. That according to economist Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource.
Dairy futures have been rising. We do see the milk market inverted. And so the market today is trying to absorb some of this new demand. And I highlight that USDA's $317 million CCC purchase that came as a surprise. We were expecting that number to be about $100 million. It was three times as large. That has been ongoing. And so that purchase has also happened at the same time that the food service industry is opening up. We were down sharply in March and April, but that's now starting to come back. And then we've had these ongoing rumors about China buying whole milk powder and other U.S. dairy products. We've seen the Chinese buying U.S. soybeans and pork and beef and cotton and sorghum. We think that dairy products are included in that, of course, as I've been telling you in recent weeks. We never know about this until 2 months after the fact because that trade data doesn't show up weekly, so we're a little bit behind on that. But I do want to let you all know that it's this sugar high, USDA, food service coming back online and restocking in China, which are all colliding at the same time to give us this big push to the market and the inversion, which seems rare and unlikely to continue when we've got record large milk production in the United States and across much of the country.
Wednesday.
There's over 200 cattle-specific vaccines on the market. And that's because companies are great at marketing. That doesn't mean that the animals need all of those. So it's all about the frequency of the disease and the severity of the disease. And we put both of those on a spectrum when we evaluate them. So if we have a very, very common or frequent disease, we're going to vaccinate for it.
Thursday.
Consumers, our customers are saying, yes, we do have to rethink, you know, how we get food to market, how we get beverages to the right places. But we still really care where that food comes from. And the ethic that you expect from farmers, folks are still being held accountable. What's been so rewarding to me is to hear from our farmers say, I haven't changed who I am as a farmer and my commitment to the planet. I'm committed to, you know, producing good food, making sure that our products are safe, our animals are cared for, our employees are cared for.
Friday.
And as we talked about earlier, tremendous drops in milk prices. As much as 30 to 35%. And so what's happening now is my milk processors have more milk than what they can handle. We're now also in what we call spring flush, which is the highest milk yield here in the United States. And they're telling dairy farmers, we just don't want all your milk. In fact, a national survey done at one of our webinars here a couple of weeks ago, asking some 550 participants, what are you seeing in the field? And 28% of those people responded saying, well, there's no reduction on our farms or with our clients here. But another 30% said 6 to 10% reduction in milk purchases. In other words, that's all the milk. We only want to buy about 90% of the milk you're producing right now. Another 22% was 11 to 15%. And then there were 7% of those respondents said over 15% being asked not to produce the milk. And so here's the problem. Depending on what your milk processor or co-op is asking you to do and deciding what strategy are you going to do so you aren't producing the surplus milk that has no marketplace today.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to dairyradio.com.
Dairy Rewind.